This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental and Children's Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Frank Spinelli. He is board certified in internal medicine and a fellow of the American College of Physicians. He is the author also of P-Shy. Dr. Spinelli, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So first of all, why did you write your book? P-Shy certainly does grab the attention.
Yeah, it's a little funny, but it's about a very serious matter. Basically, it tells the story of how in 1978 I joined the Boy Scouts and was molested for 2 years by the Scoutmaster, who was a rated police officer. I told my parents in 1980, and they were convinced by the assistant Scoutmasters not to press us. Because he was indeed a police officer. And so I went about my life, and in 2008, I wrote a book called The Advocate Guide to Gay Men's Health and Wellness, and I went on a book tour, and I met old friends from growing up on Staten Island, and that sparked a very vivid memory of my Scoutmaster, so I Googled him, and I discovered that 2 years after I told my parents and they told the assistant Scoutmaster, he talked a suicidal teenage boy off a ledge, adopted him, wrote a book, and became Father of the Year. And so I tracked him down, living in Pennsylvania, now this is 30 years later, and we had a conversation. And of course he did not remember me at all, because like most child molesters, they're like alcoholics, if you can imagine, and an alcoholic doesn't remember every glass of wine they've ever drank, so of course a child molester doesn't remember every child they've ever molested. And he went on to tell me that he adopted 15 boys over the past 25 years, and he still had three with him, and most of them had mental disabilities. And so I proceeded to work with the police to get those children taken away from him and to bring him to justice, and that's the story of P-Shy.
Wow, that is incredible. Now, explain why most victims don't come forward sooner, and when they do, they're usually an adult when they do that, just kind of like your case.
Well, can you imagine, for the majority of the cases, the child molester is someone the parents or the child knows. This is not stranger abduction. This is someone very close to the family, whether it's a school teacher, a coach, a scoutmaster, any one of those activities that you entrust your children with. And usually, the child is introduced to the child molester by the parents. And what does that child think? That child thinks that the child molester is an extension of their parents. And so with that comes respect and loyalty. And then when a child is introduced into an adult relationship that is sexualized, they have no capacity to understand this, and therefore they're in a secret world. And that's what makes child molestation so insidious, is that it creates a desire in the child to protect and please the child molester. And so then what happens is that most cases don't get reported, and even if they do, it's very hard to get testimony from a child, even though we should trust children, because most children would not make this up. And then what happens, that child grows up, he clings or she clings to her survivor guilt, hopefully they get therapy and they learn to adjust, and it's only until they're an adult that they can understand and appreciate the effects child abuse had on them. And that's why having a statute of limitations on child molesters is ridiculous, because like me, I was already 40 years old before I was even really fully comprehending what happened to me. I blamed myself for everything. And even after I told my parents and my Scoutmaster was made to step down, I blamed myself for everything that happened, because that's what child molesters do. They groom your child over time so that they've developed this relationship with them and they trust them.
Being P-Shy is a common affliction, but having it chronically is no laughing matter. How seriously can it affect a person's life, and what feelings does it cause when you're struggling with it in a social situation?
Well, you know, it's kind of comical to say you're P-Shy, but the you know, the real condition is called paruresis. Approximately 21 million people in the United States suffer from it. It's a very common affliction for people who have been molested, although all of those people are not victims of child molestation. And what it is it's a psychological condition that affects the urinary tract, and it, most people, like myself, have a very difficult time urinating in public, especially men at a urinal with other men standing next to me. And if you can imagine going to the movies, the movie begins in 10 minutes, you have to run and urinate before the film, and you can't find an open stall, and what does that do? You feel like your bladder's about to burst. And I've spent a lot of time with behavioral modification trying to overcome this, but it's kind of a funny condition, but it's not funny for those who suffer from it. And I've met lots of adults who were molested who suffered from this. My roommate from medical school also had this problem, and she was a girl. She was molested, and when she was in the stall, she couldn't urinate because she was always afraid people were looking. And that's the condition's premise, is that you feel people are staring at you, and it makes it psychologically impossible, and it can be quite devastating.
Certainly good and helpful information on this topic today. We are with Dr. Frank Spinelli. He is board certified in internal medicine and a fellow of the American College of Physicians. He's also the author of P-Shine. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Mental and Children's Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Spinelli, if there is one misconception about child molestation you'd like to clear up, what would that be?
The one biggest misconception, which really aggravates me, because in 2014 I still feel people confuse the issue, is that men who molest boys are not gay. They're child molesters. Most child molesters fail to have adult sexual orientations, whether it's male or female. And for the most part, adult male child molesters usually are married, although that's a guise, because the desire is for children. And that's very hard for normal people to understand. And, you know, one of the things I've been asked more often is, do you think that we over-sexualize children, like, let's say, a young girl wearing Victoria's Secrets in a commercial? And I want to tell you that it has nothing to do with making them look sexy. A child molester sees a little boy or a little girl in baby gap and gets aroused. And we have a hard time with that. But we should not conflate the issue that men who molest boys are gay. More than likely, they're not at all, because they don't have the capacity for adult sexual orientation.
Do you think, speaking of over-sexualizing children, do you think that the fact of over-sexualizing children promotes child molestation?
No, I really don't, because it's, you know, it's one thing for you to see someone who looks young or a teenager and they're wearing a skimpy outfit. It's another when you really look at like a 7-year-old in a little party dress or a little boy in overalls. This is really what child molesters are looking at. They're looking at children that look like children. They're very rarely looking at children that resemble adults or resemble children trying to look like adults. And I think that's what makes it such a dangerous thing, because for the most part, parents leave their children with people that they have to feel responsible with. Like I said, coaches and scoutmasters and teachers. And it's very hard, because you know what your child is, and you respect that child. And the natural instinct is for us to love and protect a child. But a child molester is more or less trying to get to your child in a way that's very insidious.
Well, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about the topic, where they can pick up P-Shine, and also to be in potential contact with you as well?
Well, if you'd like to pick up a copy of P-Shine, you could find it at any one of your bookstores, whether it's Barnes & Noble's or Amazon.com, or you can even buy it off the publisher's website, which is KensingtonBooks.com. And if you'd like to learn more information about me, you can go to my website, which is FrankSpinelliMD.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, what are your closing thoughts on today's topic?
I think for most parents, we have to be aware that 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls are molested by the age of 16. It's very important to talk to your children about their interactions, especially if you notice them having withdrawal symptoms or isolation, or if they begin to wet the bed, which is a telltale sign. And monitor your child's social media, Facebook, Twitter, email, and texts, and know who your child is playing with, especially games online. Child molesters can infiltrate your children's games. Ask them if they're being directed to chat rooms or websites or being asked to send them pictures.
Very helpful information. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and come back anytime.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Frank Spinelli, board certified in internal medicine and a fellow of the American College of Physicians and author of PSHI. And the website of reference is frankspinellimd.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental and Children's Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.